When federal employees retire, they often take their knowledge with them. Their replacements have to learn the lessons all over again. The Office of Personnel Management and the American Federation of Government Employees are teaming up to change that. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with a preview of a government-wide mentoring hub. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, how would this hub work?
Well, the goal of the mentoring hub is to provide a one-stop shop and really standardize, in many respects, how mentoring and knowledge sharing is done across the government. Now, as you mentioned, some agencies are better than others. They use their veteran employees to mentor newer workers. Others capture institutional knowledge of these veteran employees a little better. But overall, there's this inconsistency across government. Now, AFGE became aware of this mentoring hub that was under development by OPM and talked to the Office of Personnel Management and said, hey, can we work with you on this? Linda Datcher is the Workforce Development Manager at OPM.
In this toolkit, we could have several different types of models, strategies, concepts that would be beneficial to agencies that had a viable mentoring program or agencies that had no mentoring program. So we were going to run the gamut, creating tools, best practices, events, anything that would create a mentoring culture, which is our overall goal.
Now, Datcher spoke yesterday at the National Council on Federal Labor Management Relations meeting in Washington. The goal of the government-wide mentoring hub is to increase collaboration and sharing, to share resources and lower costs for agencies, and improve succession planning across government. Now, the hub is aimed at all the federal audience, new hires, current employees, retiring employees, and even interns.
Jason, is the hub a place or is it a website, and what's the status of it?
So I tell you yes to both. It is a place to go. It's a website to visit. The initial effort actually kicked off in March 2012, but over the last 15 months, they've really been developing the business case and working towards some pilots. Datcher says a group of 14 agencies came together through this working group and determined how to put this website, this toolkit together. Now, the first test run of this concept is going to be around occupational mentoring in a group mentoring event focused specifically on human resources and problem solving. Now, Datcher says OPM actually just launched a pilot last week, July 11th, at three sites in New Mexico, in Philadelphia, and right here in Washington, D.C. at the Agriculture Department with a total of 100 people.
The review so far has been pretty outstanding. You know, some people, it was kind of new to be in a group mentoring, but this group mentoring is a cohort. So it's going to go from July to August to the webcast, from August to September to another group mentoring. And it's all focused around problem solving. So at the first series, we kind of did a level set. Let's kind of understand what everybody's knowledge of problem solving is. And the mentors talked about their experiences. We made it very clear that we didn't want them to get into trying to solve people's problems, but to mentor them through techniques in problem solving. So if I teach you to fish, then you'll eat a long time, as opposed to just trying to solve your problem today.
Now, she says mentees will offer up problems kind of anonymously, and then the group will look at them and try and provide strategies to solve them. Now, the next session after that initial July meeting up, which was actually through the web, will be actually a website fireside chat. Again, everything, you know, with the training costs and the budget cuts, everything is being done over the web, and they're going to talk more about problem solving. Now, the end goal of all of this in a couple months from now is the hope that employees will take the nuggets from each of these sessions and put them together and say, hey, I understand how to do this better. It's going to make a difference. And the longer-term goal is this approach closing competency gaps and skill gaps, and how does mentoring help agencies meet those goals? Now, OPM and AFGE also have other pilots planned for the future, including one that will take off in early to mid-October.
We're looking at 100 pairs of mentoring relationships across government. The purpose of that is that we look at the federal government as one employer, and it has so many facets. People want to know more about different things, and while you can be a part of your mentoring program in your agency, you also may have a desire to change career paths, have an interest in something else. This piece would allow you to have that. The other piece that we are working on is a training and orientation program that agencies would be able to pick this up, use this to train their mentors, to better define the roles of the mentee. And when I say train mentors, I mean in the way we would like to mentor in the federal government.
Now, Datcher says the pilots do take time to launch as the government needs to negotiate with AFGE and other unions on the parameters of those pilot programs. But again, this is a lot of excitement is starting to build.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And Jason, why is this type of tool necessary for agencies?
It seems like, well, why isn't it already being done? And that, I think that's a question that sometimes needs to be asked, because do we just need another government-wide whatever? And I think in this case, the agencies do. I think, you know, succession planning, mentoring, knowledge sharing are all becoming more important as more federal employees retire. Now, let me just give you some statistics. Since January, OPM has received more than 70,000 retirement claims. So while this huge tsunami of retirement is not happening the way we've been talking about over the last decade, more and more federal employees obviously are leaving. And OPM says the government-wide separation rate is about 9% of employees each year. But of that 9%, 30% of those people are really from retirement. So that's a big chunk of the reason why people are leaving government. Now, additionally, employee turnover, that costs thousands of dollars to hire and train new workers, a lot of money agencies don't necessarily have. But it's more than just retirement. It's also about business practices. David Noon is the education specialist at AFGE.
One of the real benefits of this type of approach is it's something that fits in with something that unions have been doing for quite some time internally, in terms of trying to mentor and build up our leadership and trying to sort of work with the idea of knowledge sharing. And so we see this as really being something to support both for federal employees out there and to try to sort of expand out. It can help build a more inclusive, a more diverse environment to help troubleshoot issues when they come up in that area. And we see that by being involved, we can, from a labor perspective, combining with our federal agency partners, really sort of work to create and expand the use of this program. Sometimes the best ideas are fantastic, but they get limited and they get put up on a shelf, and only a few agencies are doing that. The intent behind this business case and the program we're trying to do is to expand that out.
Now, Noon says that by using the more than 700 labor management forums across the country, the mentoring hub can really get a foothold, change the culture, which is what you heard OPM's Datcher say earlier is really the main goal of this mentoring hub. And by presenting to the Federal Labor Management Council yesterday, the goal is to not just get them on board, because I think they are, but really get them going with it, get them enthusiastic about it and sharing it with the agencies, you know, kind of let it trickle down. Now, the council obviously seemed open to helping out as the pilots take off. The working group will report back to the council on the progress made on these pilots. And obviously the goal will be to expand it to more and more agencies. And can it be done? Well, these pilots will tell us in the coming months.
All right, Jason, you have described a hub for mentoring. And I see a couple of lug nuts missing, though. One of them is management. Where were they at this whole thing? I see OPM and I see the union. What about managers and what about non-union employees that might be involved?
Well, absolutely. Now, keep in mind that the managers, the mentors are the managers, are the senior executive service, are the GS-15s, are the people who have been in government for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years and can really provide those lessons learned, those ways to solve problems. So they are there right there in the middle of it. And I think that's where OPM is bringing them together, because, you know, the SES group, you know, the OPM has their SES group. And then there's the OPM also looks after kind of the you know, GS5, 7s, 9s as well. So I think that's the connection.
And as people come into the government, what is the process by which the mentors and the mentees, maybe we could do away with that word, those being mentored, can find each other?
Well, I think that's what part of the reason the hub is there for. I mean, what you heard Linda Datcher talk about was sometimes, you know, you are in an agency and you have a mentor in an agency, but maybe you want to do something else, and the hub will make that connection. You can go into the hub, or I don't think it's clear yet exactly the 100% the way it's going to work. You know, she said it's still in the pilot stages in many regards. But the idea is to bring people together through the hub that maybe are looking for mentors, or people who say, hey, you know, I do this in this agency, but I'd really like to work in another agency. Let me see what else is out there and learn about it. And they could then go into the hub and maybe, you know, go on a message board or put a email to a group of mentors. It's all about connecting people and creating those relationships.
All right. So meet you for coffee at the hub. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.